You already know, we've talked about it thousands of times by now, how crazy the driving is out there. People are just doing crazy and sometimes just plain stupid, dangerous things out on the road, endangering their lives and ours. And it's gotten worse during this couple of years of pandemic driving. Well, now drag racing and drifting continues to be a problem. Detroit police say only getting worse in the city. Of course, it's not only dangerous for the drivers, but law enforcement say families in the neighborhoods are in harm's way, too. Now police are using social media to track down where these events are taking place to try to stop them. Our WJR senior news analyst, Chris Renwick, taking a closer look. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Paulie. Yeah, this has become an issue, a much bigger issue over the last couple of years. And police now utilizing social media in an effort to find out where these events are taking place. So let's kind of separate the two. First of all, you've got drag racing. Your traditional drag racing means you need longer stretches of road so your cars can go faster and race down a 1 mile strip or so. So those are relatively easy for police to spot because they need larger areas of land. It's the drifting areas where police have a hard time tracking these types of events down, because really all you need is a four-way stop. You need an intersection. You need enough space for these cars to basically do donuts in the middle of the road. And in neighbors people that live in neighborhoods all across the city are saying it's become an issue. They are not only a nuisance, because people are trying to get to sleep or they're trying to get their kids ready for school and all they can hear are the sounds of squealing tires. But they're dangerous because people have said multiple times that it's the spinning, the constant spinning of the car. And they've seen these cars go out of control. They can't hold the same plane on the wheel. And so these cars end up hitting other people's cars, end up hitting people, end up hitting property. So it's become a huge issue. So now police in Detroit are using different types of social media platforms to try to find out where these events are happening and stop them. And Paul, this has been an issue because you've had over the last few months, two people die from events like this. You've had undercover police that have tried to infiltrate these groups, these networks, and gain information on them. It's a way for rampant shootings to take place. There are drug usage and dealings happening within these events. So police, well, you may think, well, geez, Detroit has had a traditionally high crime rate over the last number of years. Deaths have been up, murders have been up, homicides have been up. So why are we focusing on things like this that may be more menial on the surface? On the inside, there's a lot more happening here, and that's one of the things that police are trying to get a hold of. So they use social media, try to track down where these things are happening. Then they go to these places in an effort to bust them up. Sometimes it's successful, sometimes it's not.
You recall when James White came on the scene and said this was one of the top priorities, addressing the growing drag racing and drifting problem. Some people said, are you kidding me? What are you talking about? In all the problems we have in Detroit, that's what you're going to focus in on? Well, turns out he was right, because as you say, there's all kinds of other trouble that comes along, Chris Renwick, and it's a matter of how it ruins people's lives. I mean, if you live around where they're doing this, there's so much noise you can't hear to think. People are getting hurt that have nothing to do with this because they're sliding into yards and other places where they're causing trouble. And I just saw on the news covering this story, some of these people are just absolutely nuts, having no regard for their own welfare and safety or ours. I mean, they're like hanging on to cars and celebrating like it's a big party and waving flags and spinning around and drifting and causing all kinds of havoc.
You know, George Hunter did a nice piece in the Detroit News on something similar to this. And I think it's interesting because he highlighted the story of a little family in the neighborhood, and the husband was sick and tired of this. They were racing up and down the street, and he said, enough's enough. So he parked his car in the middle of the road in an effort to try to persuade them to go somewhere else. Well, one of these drag racers got out of the car. They argued for a minute, and then the wife said her husband got hit in the head with what she described as a brick because they were upset that this guy put his car in the middle of the roadway. So it's just, it's unnecessary. It's out of hand, and people are sick of it. So when James White came out and said, look, this is an issue. You're right. I think everybody collectively kind of raised their eyebrows and said, really, is this the top priority? But it should be a top priority. And unfortunately for a lot of the police budget, a lot of the manpower that they have, they are already stretched so incredibly thin in the Detroit Police Department, but they have to allocate. I think they said over the last year, $1 million in overtime to try to address these issues. Some of those more important detectives that deal with homicides, that deal with narcotics, that deal with really heavy crimes, they're being deployed to some of these events to try to stop some of this. So the manpower is depleted. The manpower is spread thin. The resources are spread thin. But all of these things, these events, the drifting, the drag racing, have been high importance to the Detroit Police Department over the last year. And they're trying to chip away at it, but it's become difficult.
Well, and it's expensive. Detroit police have spent more than $1 million in overtime during just the past 2 years on drifting and drag racing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know, how do we appeal to people that they want to stop this and nip it in the bud? I guess it's too late to nip it in the bud, but we need to stop it. And we all are in this together. We need to call the police as soon as we see it setting up. And then
yeah.
I know the police come and the guys stop doing it. And then as soon as the police leave, they do it again. But it's just what you're going to have to do, I'm afraid. Thanks for being on top of it, Chris. We appreciate it.
You got it, Paulie.
Chris Renwick, WJR senior news analyst.